that was shechted on one day. Are you chaye for oisli yes benai if you shecht it? Rabbi Shimon Paiter, Shimon says no. If the shechita doesn't accomplish to be matrit biachila, it's not a shechita for oisli yes benai. V'chachamim mechayven. The chachamim say, look, you shechted it. Either is a side factor that says that shechita isn't effective to make it mutter biachila, that doesn't have anything to do with the isser of oisli yes benai. The Torah says not to shecht the mother and child on the same day, and you did it. Now this is a machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Chacham that appears many places in Shas, and really, another way of explaining the machlokes is whether shechita she'ein eruya shmei shechita or not. If you have a shechita that doesn't accomplish being mater the behemoth to eat, is that called a shechita? Rav Shimon says no, the Chachamim say yes. One little catch here, according to the Chachamim, in the case of shechting for avodah zarah, says the Bat Tanura, if the first behemoth was shechted for avodah zarah, and the second one was stam shechted, so en chanami, he would be chay for oisei v'yes benoi. But what if the second one was for avodah zarah? Whatever the first one was, doesn't make a difference, but the second one was for avodah zarah. So he's chayiv misa for this. Now there's a rule, when someone is chayiv misa, he's not chayiv malchus. That's called kamle b'denamimene. So l'chayr over here, he should not be chayiv malchus, because he's chayiv for the avodah zarah. Although, what could have happened, says the Bat Tanura, in other words, the Shaykh Hechatim said that he should be chayiv malchus. And that would be, let's say, they warned him before the shechita, oh, if you're going to shecht the second behemoth, you're going to be over oisiv es benoi, but they didn't warn him that if he shechts it for avodah zarah, he's going to be chayiv. So they can't kill him for the avodah zarah, because he didn't have the asra. But under those circumstances, he would get malchus for oisiv es benoi. So Dr. Heilige Mishnah Weiter has shoycheid, this wasn't shechted a behemoth in a snabla biyadai. He didn't intend to, but something went wrong with the shechita, and as a result, it's not a good shechita, and the behemoth, for all practical purposes, is considered nevela, or v'hanoicher. Literally, he makes a hole in the nose. What it means is, this is not very pleasant, he kills the animal by cutting through its nose down to its throat. V'ma'aker, that means instead of cutting through the simonim, he rips the simonim, or just pulls them out. But here's what's interesting, Zak the Mishnah. If he shechted on that day, the mother of the behemoth or its child, doesn't make a difference which one came first, which one he did it to, which one he shechted normally, Pater Mishim Aisev Esbenai, according to everyone. Even according to the Chacham, who say, Shechita Shenariya, Shema Shechita. And they say in the case of Sharon Iskol or Paras Chatas or Egla Rufa, there still is an Isser of Isav Ezbenoi, but that was Shechita. This isn't Shechita at all. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Shnaim Shalachu Paru Benah. On the same day, one person buys the mother, the other one buys the son. They know they can't both Shecht today. So who gets the Shecht and who has to wait? Zakta Mishnah, Eza Shalachach Rishon, whoever bought first, Yishchet Rishon, he can Shecht first. The other one's going to have to wait until tomorrow. Now try to picture this scene. You're a Rav and two people come walking in. One with a cow, one with a calf. One of them says, no, let me shecht today. And the other one says, no, I want to shecht today. Let him wait for tomorrow. I need it today more than he needs it for today. I'm making a scene for my grandmother tonight. I need the meat. And the Rav's going to say, I'm sorry, the halacha is whoever bought it first, shechts first. Let's say the Balabais didn't sell it to the second one at all. And he kept it for himself till Lekech would be able to shecht it. So that's the halacha. Whoever buys first, shechts first. Now, what if the person comes in with the one who sold it to him? And he says, I just bought this cow. And he tells us I should wait for tomorrow because he wants to shecht the baby. Or the other way around. And the answer is, Mr. Balabais, if you sold it to him, that means that he has a right to shecht it. If not, he should have not sold it to her. You're the one that's going to have to wait. The Mefarshim explained, when the second one buys it, what's he buying? He's buying whatever right the Balabais had. So if the Balabais who sold it to him would have to wait, then the one who buys it second is also going to have to wait, even though he's making that Yartzeit Suda for his grandmother or for whatever other reason he claims that he needs it more. Now, this is the two people came to the Din Torah and their Taka asking the Rav what to do. What if the second one just goes ahead and shechts on his own before the first one who bought it shechted? Zacha, he gets to eat the basar of the Hema that day, and the friend's just going to have to wait until tomorrow. Incidentally, as far as the second one is concerned who did this, it's a kind of a geneva, because he took a right that somebody else had and took it for himself. He stole the first one's chus, but he's still allowed to eat the basar. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, shachet para, person shechted a cow, v'yachach, afterwards on that day, shnei b'ner, he shechted twins that were in the mother, seifik shmeinim, schayev malchus, twice, because he shechted a mother and two of its children. Each one is a separate aveira. Shachet shnei b'ner, he shechted two sons first, v'yachach shchata, and afterwards the mother, seifik gesu arbaim, then he's chayev Malchus only once, because the Meiser HaIsser that he did, he only did one time. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Shechata, he shechted the mother. He did this all in one day. Vesbita, its daughter, Vesbasbita, and the Anakel. Soifik, Shmainim, Mitzchayev, two Malchus. Again, he shechted the mother, the daughter, and the granddaughter, so to speak, meaning the baby cow's baby. Again, it doesn't have to be that the daughter is a baby. Obviously, it had to be an older cow enough to be able to have a child. But either way, this is what he did. He shechted a mother, its daughter, and its daughter. Soifik shemayim is chayav malchus twice. Now, here's the cheshbon. Shechting the daughter after the mother, with that he's over oisiv es benai. Shechting the granddaughter, so that's also an aveir of oisiv es benai, from the mother, meaning to say, from its mother, he should have not shechted the next generation. But there's no iser shechting the grandmother and the granddaughters. These aren't expressions we use with behemoths, it was just for you to understand it. For that, there's no iser. So although he shechted three times, he was over two averis. For the daughter and the granddaughter. Shechotov es basbita. He shechted the cow and the daughter's daughter. So far, no aveira at all. The achakach shachat bita. So he goes grandmother, granddaughter, daughter. Now, seifik esu arbaim. Seifik esu arbaim. Wait a second, he was over two aveiros now. Because this middle generation is the mother of the granddaughter that he shechted, and it's also the daughter of the mother that he shechted. Why is he only chayev once? And the answer is because it was only one act. Simcha, I'm Hashem Rav Meir. Simcha says in the name of Rav Meir, seifik shmeinim. He's Chayev Malchus twice. Why? Because according to Simchas, if someone is over in Aveira twice, even though it was only one act, he is Chayev twice. Well, what would Simchas hold in the previous case? Where he shechted the two children and then the mother. Is he also Loika Shmainim? Because you're also shechting the mother of two children that he shechted on that day. Zoktabat Tanura en Hachanami. Simchas would hold over there too. He would be Chayev two Malchus. But some say no. Some say in that case, even Simchas is made only once. All right, so let's try to understand this. Shechs first the two babies, then the mother, he would only be chayev once. But if he shechs the mother, granddaughter, and then goes back to the middle generation, here he is chayev twice, what's the difference? Let's try to halt cop. There's two ways to be over oisiv es benai. Either shechting the mother after the baby, or the baby after the mother. So the two babies, and then the mother, he did one thing, a mother after babies. Could be, according to this shita, Simchas is Maida, only one Malchus. Both the scenario later on in the Mishnah, shechting the grandmother, the granddaughter, and then the middle generation. So with this middle generation, he's really coming from two different sides. He's shechting a child after the mother, and then a mother after the child. For that, even though it's only one maisa, Simcha says in the name of Reb Meir that he would be chayiv twice. But even under those circumstances, the Tanakhama says, true, that with this shechting of the middle generation, it's a mother after a child, and a child after the mother, but it's still only one maisa, and therefore the Tanakama holds that regardless, he would only be chayiv once. Okay, so this is a long Mishnah, so we'll do the Chazara at this point, because the next part of the Mishnah deals with a different aspect of Oisei Ves Benoi. The Mishnah started out by telling us, this is Perik Hei Mishnah Gimel, that if someone shechts, the Shechita technically is a good Shechita. If I were to study his hand, how it did Shechita, he did it perfectly. But it's not matter the behemoth to eat. Either the behemoth was treifa, or he shechted for a vaydazara, or he shechted a paraduma, a shar haniskel, a shar that Bezin said is chayiv misa, an egla arufa. In all these cases, Rav Shimon says no oisev es benoi. Should he shecht afterwards the mother? Should he shecht afterwards the child of this animal that he shechted? Because it's not a good shechita l'maisa. It's shechita shein aruya. The Chachamim say the shechita is a good shechita. There's another problem here that prevents us from eating the meat. So therefore, legabi oisev es benoi, he would be chayiv. But if it's no shechita at all, like he shechted him by mistake, something went wrong, and the animal turned into nevela, he didn't cut through the simonim properly, or bedafka he did this, he ripped through the nostrils, or ripped out the simonim, so it's not a shechita at all. So if he shechts afterwards the child or the mother, there's no iser of oisev yes benoi. Then we learned to halacha that if two people purchase a parah and its child, whoever buys first gets to shecht first. The other one just goes ahead and shechts. If the one who bought it second shechts first, wasn't allowed to do that. That's a geneva on the person's schus. It's a very serious geneva. But lemaisa, he gets to eat his meat, and the one who bought it first is going to have to wait until tomorrow. Some have shechted a par, and afterwards it's two sons. It's chayv twice. If he shechted first the two sons and then the para, only once. It's chayv makas only once. If he shechted the para, its daughter and a granddaughter, Schaif Malkus twice. He was only over two Averas over here. Shechting the mother was not an Avera. Shechting the child was an Avera. He shechted a child after the mother. Then when he shechted her child, say again, he shechted another child after its mother. If he shechted the cow and the granddaughter of the cow, and afterwards went back to the middle generation, the Tanakhama says he's chayav malchus only once, even though technically there were two averes, because when he shechted the middle generation, it's a child that was shechted on the same day as the mother, it's also a mother that was shechted on the same day as the child. But the Tanakhama holds because it's one maisa, he's only chayav malchus once. Simcha says in the name of a mayor, he's chayav twice, even though it was only one maisa. What would Simcha say in the name of Rameir in the first case, where he shechts the mother, then the two babies, or the other way around? So some say he would argue over there as well. He's chayiv twice. Doesn't make a difference if it's one maisa. And others say, no, that's different. Because Lamaisa over there, he did one thing. He shechted a mother after the children, or the children after the mother. Here, by shechting mother, granddaughter, and then middle generation, he's approaching the Avera, even though it's only one Maisa, but Simcha says you're approaching the Avera from two sides. A child after the mother, and a mother after the child. And only here there would be a Chiyav Malkus twice. Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter, as we continue over here, Perik Hei in the middle of Mishnah Gimel. Bi'arba'a Parakim, during four time periods, Bashana throughout the year, Tzarech lehoidia, you have to let a buyer know. If you're selling an animal, you have to let the buyer know. Ima mecharti lishchait, I already sold a mother to be shechted. Or bita mecharti lishchait, I sold its daughter to be shechted. So if you're buying this to shecht, you're going to have to wait until tomorrow. What's special about these four times? It's the derech to make sudais, and to have sudais of meat. So if you buy a behemoth during these days, you're buying it with the understanding that you're going to shecht it right away. At any other time throughout the year, if I sell animals, I sold the cow, sold the mother, now someone comes in to buy the child, I don't have to say, oh, I sold the mother today. Could be the mother was shechted today. Unless the first buyer outright told me, oh, I'm buying this cow, I'm shechting it today for a chasana tonight. Then I would have to tell the person who buys the baby. But Stam is like, if the one who bought the cow didn't say anything, I am not mechuyev to assume he's going to shecht it today. And I don't have to give over the information to the person who's buying the baby that I sold the mother today. But why not? Maybe the person that bought the cow is going to shecht it today. So basically, we're relying here on what's called a svek sveka, a double suffik. When a person buys a behemoth, he doesn't always buy it to shecht. He may never shecht it. He's buying to work with it. It's going to do plowing. And even if he does buy it to shecht it, who says he's going to shecht it today? It wasn't so easy to shecht a behemoth. You had to find a shecher. It had to be under the right circumstances. So I'm not mechuyev to assume that when a person buys a cow, he's shechting it today. Unless either he told me or it's during one of these four times throughout the year where people make sudais. Therefore, once again, middle of Mishnah Gimel, Perik Hei. Baba, Parakim Bashana, during these four time periods, Hamoichr Behemah Lachaver, if you sell a behemah to a friend, Tzarech Lehaidia, you have to let the person know. You have to tell him, you should know, Ima Mecharti, it's mother I sold today, Lishchait, with the understanding it's going to be shechted, or Bito Mecharti, I sold a child today, Lishchait, with the understanding that it's going to be shechted. The Elohim, when are these four times? They are Erev Yom Tov HaAchroin Shel Chag. In other words, before Shmini Atzeres. The Bat Tanura says that we're Marbim B'Simcha because Shmini Atzeres is considered a regal B'Fnei Atzmoy. It was very Chaviv on them. Wait a second. What about Erev Sukkos? Then not? Not so much. People were so busy with their Sukkah and their Lulav, they didn't have that much time to Shech that day. Zayzak to Bat Tanura. The second time, then you have to let the person know because it's highly likely the person bought it to Shech today is the Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach. On the first day of Pesach, they would Shech big Sudais for the covet of Zman Chay Reseinu. B'nai Yisrael left Shibud Mitzrayim. Some say there were big Sudais because the Karban Pesach had to be eaten al Asayva when you were full. You couldn't be hungry, as Zayzak to Meiri. Another time during the year is Ve'erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos. Zman Kabbalah Satira, people were very happy. And also, the Chag was very Chaviv on them. It was only one day. In Eretz Yisrael, it's only one day. The Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, they made big Sudais. That was a Simen Taiv, that we have a Simcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a good year. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, when you sell a behemah, there's a strong likelihood it's going to be Shechted today. And if you sell the mother, you have to let the one who comes, the baby, know, and the same is true the other way around. Is it only these four times? Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Ukedivrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, af erev Yom Kippurim beGalil. The Galil, or as it's referred to, the Galil, is the north part of Eretz Yisrael. And over there, on Erev Yom Kippur, there were noheg to engage in more simcha, perhaps more so than in other places. In the other parts of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yehuda, they also ate on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, but they ate basar oif, they ate chicken and fish. There's that famous story of a person who went to buy fish on Erev Yom Kippur, the Bat Tanura brings. There was only one fish left, and he had spent a tremendous amount of money, and the Sar Ha'ir didn't have the fish. He couldn't understand what this Yid was doing. So you see, says the Bat Tanura, Erev Yom Kippur, in Yehuda and in the other places, it was mostly fish or chicken, not meat. But in the Galil, it was meat. So therefore, if you sold a behemah, a mother in the Galil, Sakhtra B'yaisi Aglili, gotta let the person who buys the baby know. Because on this day, Erev Yom Kippur, people shecht right away. As Hashem is Baruch, at the end of the mission, I'll tell you the whole story about that person that bought the fish in Erev Yom Kippur that the Bat Tanura brings over here. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when do we say that the moicher, that the seller, has to let people know during these four times of the year that he sold already the mother? Bezman she'ein lo revach. There was no time between selling the first behemah and this time period. In other words, he sold the mother also in Erev Yom Tov. Aval yesh lo revach. But if there was time between selling the first behemah and this Yom Tov, let's say he sold the mother on the day before Erev Yom Tov, ain't tzarech lahidiyah. You don't have to tell the person who's buying the baby in Erev Yom Tov, I sold the mother yesterday. Here we can assume that the mother was shechted yesterday on the day that it was bought. Another pshat says the Batanura. Ein loy revach, or yesh loy revach, doesn't mean whether the first person bought the animal a day before. It means to say you can tell when the person came to buy the behemoth, he said, hurry, 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 I slept. You saw he was in a rush, as if he has to still shecht it today. But if the man came in, yeah, plenty of time, he wasn't in a rush, it's not mashma that he was looking to shecht this today. Umoide Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda would be moide in a case of b'moicher se'em l'chassin, suppose he sold the mother to a chassin, it's a bas l'kala. And the baby behemoth, the daughter of the behemoth, literally to the kala. So the chassin side came to buy a behemoth, which is obviously going to be used for the chasana, and the kala side came to buy a behemoth, which is obviously going to be used for the same chasana. Shetzarech laidi, you got to let them know. Oh, by the way, your chasan was here, he bought a behemoth. You're probably both shechting for the same day because you're the chasan and kala getting married at the same time. Biyadua, so it's clear, we know sheshneim shechtim miyamecha, that they're both going to shecht. And therefore, you have to let them know, be careful. Make sure no one's going to be over the Yisr of Isai. Yes, Benoi. Okay, so chazring over what we learned in the second half of this Mishnah, Perikei Mishnah Gimel, four times throughout the year. If you sell a behemoth, you have to let the person know, I sold the mother today. Because there's a strong likelihood that the mother was taka shechted today, that the person bought it for the purpose of Shechita, and that he's going to shecht it on that day. Or you have to let the buyer know, I sold the baby today. Make sure you don't shecht the mother today. When are these days? Erev Shmini Atzeres. People were very happy then. It's regal b'fnei atzma. It's a chaviv de kiyamtiv. Strong likelihood they're looking to shecht for that day. Erev yamtiv harishon shel Pesach. Big simcha because of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Also, the carbon Pesach has to be eaten when you're full. Erev Shavuos. Shavuos is only one day. It's very chaviv by Klal Yisrael. Erev Rosh Hashanah, people shecht, because they want to have a suda to show their betachin and simcha in the mitzvah. By the way, Erev Sukkot is not on the list, because people were so busy with their sukkah and their lulav, generally they did not have a time to shecht then. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Erev Yom Kippurim, in the Galil, you also had to assume if a person bought a behemoth is going to shecht it on that day, because they shechted meat to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Whereas in the other places, primarily they just ate basar oif, like chicken or fish. Rabbi Huda said, only bizman she'en le'revach. The first pshat was, both taka bought it on the same day. But if one of them bought it the day before, I don't have to let the person know, oh, he bought the mother yesterday, maybe he's only going to shecht it the next day. If he bought it yesterday, misami shechted it yesterday. Another pshat is, you see, when the person comes in to buy, they're like in a rush, it looks like they want to shecht it today. But if they're not in a rush, or according to the other pshat they bought it 2 days ago, you don't have to let the next person know. Rabbi Huda is moided that if you're selling the mother behemoth to a chasen and the baby behemoth to a kala, so there's a good chance they're both shechting it for the same wedding, which is going to be on the same day, because this is the chasen and the kala, so of course you have to let them know.